Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Want to remind folks that our pancake supper that was originally scheduled for last week has been rescheduled due to the unpleasant weather we had last week. So we hope you will remark your calendars and consider coming out to join us on Tuesday, March 26th. Now, we will still be holding our pancake supper from 5 to 7:30 p.m. still at the Cass County Community Center, and you can still get all the you-can-eat pancakes for $6 or $4 for those under age 6. And of course, you can still support the 4-H program in Cass County, including our silent auction, and learn about what some of our 4-H clubs in Cass County are doing. The Pancake Supper is an annual event hosted by the Cass County 4-H Endowment Committee to benefit the Cass County 4-H program. Included in the many ways it benefits the program are the scholarships that we give to graduating senior 4-H members, financial assistance provided to Cass County 4-Hers who want to go out and represent Cass County at camps, conferences, and other events outside of the county, and also helping to support the enrollment fee in Cass County to keep 4-H free for all of our Cass County 4-H members. If you'd like to know more about some of the items that will be on our silent auction, I encourage you to follow the Cass County Extension Facebook page, and especially to RSVP or follow the Pancake Supper event that is now on our Facebook page, as we will be posting pictures on there of silent auction items. We had a lot of great donations for the silent auction before we had to cancel due to weather, and since we have moved that back, we actually have had a few other great donations come in as well, some of them arriving once the weather got nicer and people could actually get to town. So we will be highlighting and posting those on our Facebook page over the next couple weeks if you do follow us online, and we encourage you to do that. But even if you don't, of course, get that on your calendar. Come out and join us on Tuesday, March 26th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center for our annual 4-H Endowment Pancake Supper to benefit the Cass County 4-H program. Well, there's still snow on the ground. We haven't quite shaken winter, although we are headed into the spring season. And as we've discussed a little bit earlier this winter, right now is a great time to be pruning trees as the weather warms up a little bit and we can get outside and move around a bit, but also before those trees start to bud out and leaf out, while we can still see the structure of those trees and find what we want to prune. When done properly, pruning can improve the health and structure of trees, as well as provide a safer environment for people, pets, and property. The best time to prune is in mid to late winter, allowing the trees to respond to the wounding of a prune early in the spring as they start leafing out. And again, it also lets you see this internal structure of that tree as well. When you are pruning, you want to make sure to cut off the branch just beyond the branch ridge collar and bark branch ridge. The branch collar is a swollen area at the base of the branch, and the bark ridge is the dark, rough bark ridge that separates the branch from the main tree or trunk. Pruning just beyond this rough area at the branch collar retains the tree's natural defense mechanisms and promotes compartmentalization and formation of calluses that will help the tree heal more quickly. You want to make sure and not make flush cuts when pruning the trees, so don't go straight down the side of the trunk. You're going to want to leave a little bump out there, as you'll not only leave a smaller wound, but you will also allow for that to heal more quickly. If you have a large tree branch, you want to avoid the peeling that often causes extensive bark damage all the way down the tree. And to do this, you can use the 3-cut procedure when pruning branches that are greater than 1.5 inches in diameter. You want to make your first cut of the 3, 6 to 12 inches from the main branch or trunk. Your first cut is going to be on the underside of the branch, and you're going to cut upwards about 1/3 of the way through the branch. Your second cut will be on the top of the branch, and you're going to be about 1 or 2 inches beyond the first cut, go downward from the top of the branch, and as the second cut is made, the weight of the branch will cause it to break at the pivotal point between the two cuts. Again, this initial bottom cut is just preventing the branch from ripping off a large piece of bark as it falls. You want to make your third and final cut where you want it actually to stay, so just beyond the branch collar and branch bark ridge, where it will have plenty of time to heal and still look nice on the tree. We also get a lot of questions from folks about applying a pruning paint or other substance to cut surfaces when pruning, and in general it is not recommended to apply a pruning paint or any sort of wound dressing to pruned surfaces. The application of a pruning paint or wound dressing does not prevent wood decay and may actually interfere with the tree's natural wound response. Oak trees are the only exception to this no paint recommendation, and the goal there is not to help the tree heal faster, but to prevent the transmission of oak wilt. Oak trees, in general, should not be pruned in spring or summer, but if it needs to be pruned during the growing season to correct storm damage or something, you want to immediately, as in within 15 minutes after pruning, paint the pruning cut with a latex house paint, and that again is to prevent the infestation of the beetle that causes oak tree wilt. Again, winter, that December, January, and February is the best time to prune oak trees in Iowa, and if you do it during this dormant season, there is no need to paint the surfaces of pruning cuts. So if you have not already pruned your oaks, we're getting towards the edge of that time frame where that would be safe as we start to warm up here and the insects start to fly around. So if you do still have pruning cuts to make on your oak tree, you may want to consider putting some latex house paint on that wound. Again, this information comes from our ISU Extension horticulture specialists at the ISU Hort Line. You can give them a call Monday through Friday, 515-294-3108, or email hortline@iastate.edu. Of course, if you have information about any upcoming events or programs through Cass County Extension, we encourage you to give us a call here at the office, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime at our Extension website or on Facebook, or stop by the office at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.